Well, come a big rain, did it cut a
ditch across the road?
A ditch?
What you call a ditch across the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or anything else you might have for a name like that?
No, I don't believe. I always would say, well, so and so road needs to have it rain to wash the ditch across the road. You know, that I call it a ditch, you know, across the road.
Something you dig yourself. Did you ever work on your land to get water off of it?
Yeah, that's opening up a ditch.
I see. You say you're doing what?
You're ditching the water off. Ditching the water off. Making a ditch to run the water off.
I see.
Yeah, that's what you call ditching land.
And getting the water off the land,
yeah.
So you were draining.
It was draining. They were ditching it, then we take off. Oh, we got to dig the ditch to get the water off, so and so called. They call it draining now, you see.
Uh-huh.
Say, well, we're draining a certain pond or anything.
I see. Now, some of the streams in this neighborhood you call what?
Around here?
Yes.
Well, I don't see this, but this is a little spring branch runs through here, and then the creek down below us here, between here and Long Street, they call it a Grand Cane Creek.
Uh-huh.
And this is a little spring branch where you cross coming up here. There's a, you know, right down here at this house on the left as you come up here. There's a creek across the bridge there.
Yes.
Well, that's called a little Grand Cane Creek. It goes under that.
Now, do you know what a slough is?
That's where water stands all the time. Don't never dry up.
That's a
low place.
I see.
Yeah. The water never dries up. It's never much more than that deep, you know, hardly ever, but they call it a slough.
I see.
Yeah. Water stands on it all the time.
Any other thing like that? What about kind of a slow running, kind of almost like a river? What would you call that?
A spring bank. I got one down here on the way all the time.
You know, maybe it's something wider than that,
yeah.
Or bigger. Maybe it's just slow running. Down near here, there's a what? Lake Vernon has these, what do you call them?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a bayou?
Yeah, I heard of a bayou.
Bayou?
What is
that?
Well, that's a lake. Over here, there's a lake over here we call Bayou Pier Lake.
I see.
Yeah, west of here, over here.
So a bayou is a lake?
Yeah, a bayou is a lake. Most of the time a bayou is a lake.
Does it just stand there? Does it
no, it runs, you know. It'll be where it runs, you know. It's a long lake, but it runs, you know. Sometimes maybe it'll dry up in holes and it won't run.
Yeah.
But that's what you call a bayou.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you got a little creek. What if a little creek has kind of goes off into two things? What do you call those?
Spring passages, spring branches.
Well, maybe the little branch has two little what?
Well, that's a little outlets.
Prongs?
Little ponds, little outlets. We call them little outlets.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know what a coulee is or anything like that?
No.
Or a kill or?
No.
Little kill. Okay. All right. Now, something bigger than a hill is a?
Is a mountain. Wouldn't it be a mountain? Something bigger than a hill would be a mountain.
Okay. And have you ever seen the rocky kind of part where a mountain would just go, the edge drops off sharp, it's called a...
I don't know what you call
it. Side of a mountain. He fell off the side of, you know, you drive up to the mountain maybe and your car would fall off the...
Yeah. I don't know what you call that.
The edge of a mountain, you would know what that, a cliff?
I reckon you'd call that a cliff or something. I imagine you would. I reckon. You'd call that a cliff, I reckon.
Did you ever see a place through the mountains where the road would go through?
Yeah.
You know what they call that?
A tunnel.
A tunnel?
Tunnel.
Well, you know, just maybe not a tunnel, you know, it was just a place where the road would wind through the...
Oh, well, I wouldn't know what you'd call that.
Maybe a little piece of, you know, when you made a log cabin, you used to make cabin, you had to make places in the wood where the wood would fit together.
Probably block it out.
Yeah, and you'd make a little